Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
With the 2020 census just over a year away, preparations at the federal level are in full swing. But as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project, there's been important census work going on in Virginia as well.
This story is by Brian McKenzie, a reporter with the Daily Progress in Charlottesville. It's all about an effort by the Weldon Cooper Center at UVA on behalf of the state to try to track down any and all residential units that were left out of the 2010 census. The idea is that with the next census coming up just in 2 years, in 2020, the state wants to make sure that everyone is counted. There's a lot at stake in these numbers because, of course, political power is apportioned by which states have the most people, and also federal funds are distributed according to the size of population in states and localities. So the stakes are pretty high. So the Weldon Cooper set out to look at all the residential units that were counted in 2010 and see if they could find any that have been built or have been repurposed since that time.
How did they do it?
One of the things they did is went into high-growth areas, and those would be in urban areas where warehouses and other commercial buildings have been repurposed into housing. They crossed the census addresses with addresses in the E911 databases that localities use, and they were able to find quite a few, more than 33,000 unlisted addresses across the state. And it could add up to perhaps as many as 70,000 more people counted in Virginia.
Next, we have some environmental news, and this time it's good news. It's about a river that was so polluted early in this century, it was essentially written off as a place that could support a viable ecosystem. But David, things have changed.
Yeah, this story is by Lee Tolliver. He's a reporter with the Virginian Pilot in Norfolk. And the story is about the Lafayette River, which is a 6-mile tidal estuary that winds its way through residential areas of Norfolk.
A group called the Elizabeth River Project, named for another tidewater river, has been working on the Lafayette for more than 10 years. One of their most important tasks was building artificial oyster reefs and seeding them with young oysters. David, why was this essential to the process?
The oysters, of course, help filter the water, clean the water, and attract other wildlife. They began building oyster reefs in 2010. They gradually built them along the river, and they came up with 80 acres, the goal for full restoration.
And by all appearances, the Lafayette has come all the way back.
Right, they're finding 25 species of fish now at different times of the year, and they're also seeing more seagrasses and finding actually seahorses where they hadn't seen them for years.
And the work won't stop with the Lafayette. Several other Chesapeake Bay tributaries in Virginia and Maryland are undergoing similar restoration. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.